You're listening to The Bob River Show on 95.7 KJR.
All right. Joe expressed a lot of curiosity today about the Swingers Club. I guess it started when people said, is there any equivalent to the Playboy Mansion here? And then Joe said, I got it.
No.
I don't know how you knew about that.
Text message said, perfect place for Bob and Lisa, actually, was how I heard about it. It said New Horizons.
I heard about it from you.
I had never heard about it in my life before somebody texted in. I went to their website, and yes, there is an adult social club called New Horizons, and it is a big mansion, or at least 29,000 square feet, and it's all been right in Linwood for many years, I guess.
And Pedro, who are these people?
This is Mr. Big and Sprinkles. They work at the club, and they can tell us about how it operates from a male and a female
and
perspective.
By the way, don't call for the word of the day. Big is not the word
Mr.
of the
Big?
Day.
The Mr. Big? Really? Mr. Big and Sprinkles. Hello, welcome to the Bob River Show. How are you guys?
Yeah, this is Mr. Big speaking.
Hi, Sprinkles.
Yes, I'm here as well.
Hi. Are you married?
No, we are not.
Oh, okay.
That doesn't stop him, though, Bob.
No. Mr. Big and Sprinkles.
I wish my name was Sprinkles. Oh, I made a horrible mistake.
Wish my name was Mr. Big.
Yeah. All right. And you don't have to be Mr. Big to come to a place like this, do you?
Not at all.
We accept all sizes and shape and races and ages of groups of people.
Now, earlier, our show is, I think we're pretty free-spirited. I don't think that what you guys do is works very much mainstream, but I also got nothing against you doing it. And we used to have a live broadcast every year at Fraternity Snoqualmie, which was
familiar with that location.
Yeah, clothing optional park, and a lot of free-spirited people who didn't want to be ashamed of their bodies went there.
Mm-hmm.
And but it was also it was families, so it makes sense there'd be a place for adults to sort of let it all hang out.
This is for 18 and over.
Right, 18.
18 and over can come, and our website is www.horizonsclub.com.
Not. How long you been open?
We've been open for over 34 years.
That's a long time.
Yes.
Wow.
Founded in 1978.
Well, so there have been two generations of people who were born and couldn't get into your club for their first 18 years.
You're right. Well, I was going to say one of the reasons that we have been open so long is that we are just a little bit different from your quote-unquote swingers club. We are definitely more of a social.
You're a social club for people who have open minds.
Well, the reason that I got opened was because, you know, back in the 1970s, when you're looking into the swingers community and you're talking about key parties and things of that nature, it's not necessarily a place where there is connection or community, and certainly not necessarily safety for women. Because this is a woman's club. All the rules are based off of women's safety, keeping them in mind. It is a woman's club and a couple's club. So it kind of sets us apart, and we are the only place internationally that actually encourages romance. We have dinners, dancing, live entertainment. So we're a little unique, which is nice.
Right. And you don't – I guess I don't know what the experience is, but when people come, is clothing optional or banned, or is it a toga party?
How important is privacy to the place?
Yeah.
I can answer that. That is very important and key. When people come in, they do have to identify themselves with photo ID, government-issued ID with their real name, at the time that they're checking in for orientation. Now, after that point in time, our database is safe and secure. We do not send things out. They can assume any identity they want after the check-in process and use a pseudonym. The problem is they can't always remember the pseudonym that they picked. And you call them, hey, Susie, she changed your name to Susie, but she's not responding to that.
By the way, if you tuned in for the mushroom section
you missed it.
You just missed it, but you could get it on the podcast. We're talking about a different kind of mushroom today, Mr. Big. Inside there, are there, like, conjugal visit rooms, or are there, I mean, is it a type of place where, like, Jody was trying to tell me people, you know,
stuff happens
in there.
there are different areas. There's the main areas where dinner happens and the entertainment, and there are back what are called play spaces where that's where it is clothing optional. So it's not necessarily
but it's
a
like, I mean,
colony where you toss your clothes at the door and it's just a free-for-all for the
It's not an orgy.
No.
Okay. Well, there are some rooms
and
for
in many
that.
Ways, that it's much like a hotel that just people meet for certain
Here,
purposes.
Let me, tell me if I'm right, Mr. Big and Sprinkles, because I feel like we need to... Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like we need to get a couple obvious things out of the way.
Okay. Bring on.
What your options are at places like this, from what I understand based on my HBO documentaries, is that you can do anything you want. You can respectfully watch. You can converse with people. You can be alone in a private room. You can be in a private room where people get to watch you. You can take one person. You could go bigger than that, or you can play with various accoutrements.
Is that what you're about?
Absolutely. The experience is your own. The whole point is to help you develop a romance and communication within your relationship. So whenever you bring a partner to the club, which we encourage couples, as I mentioned before, you have a discussion of what do you want to do, what is safe for you, and how do you want to include the different aspects into your life.
Right. You're not going to walk in and be in an orgy all of a sudden. That would be horrifying.
Yeah, right.
Let's back that up a minute, because you can watch that, Jody, but you do not have to participate in
it.
There is nobody forcing you to do this. It is a woman's club. You have the right to say no. And that's our first rule out of the box, is no means no. No, thank you. Not going to happen. Not in this lifetime. You only have to say it once.
Oh, these are phrases I'm used to hearing.
Is it at all like Disney where I exit through a gift shop where I can buy a photo souvenir of my experience?
Right, not.
Anything you bring up the photo discussion, because you are not allowed to bring cameras, and your cell phones have to be checked at the front desk.
Of course it does.
Yeah. We do not allow cell phones or cameras into the facility, and that's a rule violation. And
are you like the government when they're searching for terrorists and they look under the car for bombs? I mean, do you look up people's nose? Because cameras are really small these days.
That would be interesting of the design. I would like to get more information on
a nose cam.
So no Twitter or anything like that coming out of there.
All right. Look, I'm a reasonably open-minded. I would have thought this sort of thing would be illegal, but since no money is changing hands, it's just people socializing.
Absolutely.
There is an entry fee.
Yeah, pretty big.
Well, that's
one.
Money going to you.
It's a members-only club, though. It's not open to the public.
It's not open to the public, so you have to join the club.
Correct.
Now, I'm looking, you have a lot of events on your calendar.
Including tonight, Friday and Saturday.
So is it Halloween tonight?
So Halloween was last weekend.
We are doing some Halloween, but not to the intensity of the 500 guests that we had on Saturday.
Yeah, we reached capacity this weekend.
Yeah, we were off the hook. 500, and then we had like 290 on Friday night.
It says you have 10,000 members. Is that pretty accurate?
That is very accurate and growing.
So on November 10th, let's just say the Edible 80s. Say I show up for the Edible 80s.
What are the Edible 80s?
That's what I'm wondering.
Hot dog bra?
What do you want to know about the Edible 80s?
Well,
I'll throw that back.
Joe just likes to eat. He wants to know what he's
going
to eat.
Is there a carb on the wall there? Yeah.
I don't notice any Seahawk watching parties on Sunday, so the Edible 80s looks as close as we might get to what I would be interested in. So.
I'm afraid we're going to have to withhold the menu until you join, I'm afraid.
Wow.
It's good to have a teaser, right?
Mm-hmm. No, there's no way I could join. I mean,
your wife would not allow it.
Well, that's an interesting question. Why won't your wife allow you to join as a couple? Because this is the interesting dynamic that we have. It's the guys that bring them here, but the women that keep them coming back. The women come into the club, and they like it here, and that sometimes bothers the men. So from a perspective, I go, okay, ask yourself this. Why won't you bring your wife to this club?
I can answer that.
Because
no means no, no way, ain't going to happen, all of those things.
That's fine. As long as you have clear and concise communication between you and your partner.
It's interesting that no doesn't mean no until you're in the club.
We want clear and concise communication between the couples. If you're here under some sort of coercion.
I think no is very concise.
And so forth, we don't want you here. We want you in the open relationship between your couple relationship, because that's the most important thing to us.
I'm just amazed in all the years I've lived here, I haven't heard of you guys. Do you do any marketing of any kind?
We do.
I think a Groupon would be really appropriate.
2 for 1.
2 for 2, 5 for 9, whatever.
5 for 9.
We need to speak to that to our board of directors.
Yeah, I think you guys need to get on that one.
Fill out your pinch card.
Idea. I like the concept.
Takes half off a party to a new meaning.
So, all right. Last question. We were theorizing before. Swingers.
Adult social club.
Yeah.
But to be fair, I mean, if someone is a swinger, this is where they would go, correct?
This is a place
they
where
do have that option.
Have
yeah.
the option.
Right.
I've known a couple different.
We prefer the lifestyle term.
Okay, I've known a couple different friends of ours.
They prefer dried plum.
Okay, a couple different friends of ours played in that arena, and it didn't go well for either group.
As a couple, as a married couple.
That's funny. That is really funny.
Thank you.
Have you guys tracked any kind of? Have you guys broken up any relationships? Has there been a?
Or have you formed new relationships from other marriages that broke up? Have couples gone, you know what? We're all good with this. I like her better. You like him better. Let's just actually switch marriages.
Mr. Bigger.
I'll take that one. Now, of course, you're going to have a lot of different relationship dynamics in this type of environment. And no, we're not going to track everything. But I will say that the majority of the people that I talk to come back with, this has either saved our marriage or it has strengthened our marriage.
Yeah, but some people may think they want to try something. They try it and they realize that, man, this was a really bad idea and you can't put the weenie back in the bottle.
You've never seen that either?
The thing about saving a relationship, when you use the term, let's have a baby to save our relationship, is the same logic that you do not come here if your relationship is not strong in the first place. Your relationship needs to be first and foremost before walking through our doors.
And one of the main reasons that these relationships get strengthened or quote-unquote saved is because of the insane amount of communication and honesty that you have to be able to be a part of this lifestyle.
Nice.
So they come into it, they realize how much that they haven't been communicating, and suddenly you have these two people who are basically strangers who now know intimate details about each other. They're sharing intimacy. They're growing trust, and suddenly they have an actual relationship.
You guys have a full-time maid service?
Indeed.
I'm looking at your. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that needs to be cleaned here.
Right, everything needs to be
regular
cleaned.
Basis.
Sparkles.
Joe, I would imagine they're clean freaks.
Yeah.
All right. They hose the place off every day. All right. Mr. Big and Sprinkles, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.
And it's our website at www.horizonsclub.com.
All right. Aww. It's an institution.
Happy Halloween.
34 years not shut down.
They must be doing something right.
They got to be playing by the rules, whatever the rules are.
Yeah.
9:43. When we come back, what do I got, Joe? Oh, a gambling ring busted.
Oh, this is unbelievable.
Career day visiting your kid's school can go wrong. It went horribly wrong in this situation. And something about the forecast is bothering people. Anderson Cooper canceled. There's a few things to get to. Do you have anything, Jody?
I have everything.
She has everything.
I have every single thing. We have to do a jersey update. We have to do the skeleton tree. And we have to do some news out of Europe.
And in an era where albums are going away, almost nobody's buying an album anymore, one artist is defying the trend. She is selling a $250 version of her album. And people will pay it.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
EMP Museum presents an irresistible new exhibit, Worn to be Wild, the Black Leather Jacket. Trace the history of the leather jacket and its rise to pop culture icon. See jackets worn by superstars past and present, from Elvis to Spinal Tap. High fashion pieces by designers including Jean-Paul Gaultier and Gianni Versace. And hand-decorated punk specimens that celebrate the rebel's most defining garment. Plus, vintage motorcycles, including Elvis Presley's 1956 Harley-Davidson. Buy your tickets today to Worn to Be Wild, the Black Leather Jacket. Now open at EMP. Tickets are just $18 online and include entry to other EMP galleries. Order online at empmuseum.org and save. Worn to be wild. That never looked so good.
My mom always used to say, "Honey, don't judge a book by its cover." And I'd think, "Uh-huh, Mom, whatever." but that was pretty good advice. Like, take Republican Rob McKenna. His whole thing is, hey, trust me, I'm a moderate. So I took a closer look and figured out Rob McKenna isn't at all who he says he is. Turns out, McKenna raised money for George W. Bush. McKenna actually listed that on his resume. Then McKenna chaired the McCain-Palin campaign. Sarah Palin? McKenna even filed a lawsuit that would have denied women access to birth control and cancer screenings. Mom was right. You really can't judge a book by its cover. And Republican Rob McKenna, you're definitely not who you say you are.
No candidate authorized this ad. Paid for by R. Washington, Seattle, Washington. Top five contributors, Washington Education Association PAC, National Education Association Advocacy Fund, Justice for All PAC, American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, Democratic Governors Association.
Who would enjoy getting Dragon speech recognition software as a gift? Well, with Dragon, you can control your computer with your voice. Everything from email to searching the web. You talk, it types. So I thought it was a great gift
to give my mom. She has arthritis, and she doesn't type very well, so she uses it for writing down all of her recipes and recording our family history. I also gave it
to my brother. He's away at college, and he's been using Dragon to research stuff on the web, write his term papers, and even post social status updates just by talking. Oh, and I gave Dragon to one of my good friends, too.
He uses it to help him be more efficient in his business. Dragon saves him valuable time when it comes to writing emails and keeping records and stuff. And, of course, someone once gave Dragon
to me, and I use it for all my writing. So who's the perfect person to give Dragon to as a gift?
Anybody. This holiday, give the gift that gets everyone talking. Dragon Speech Recognition Software. Available at Amazon, Best Buy, Staples, or at GetDragon.com.
No matter where your outdoor adventures take you, count on Cabela's to keep you warm with the most innovative outerwear systems and cold weather gear. We've got the latest arrivals and the best brands. Find a huge selection of coats, jackets, hats, gloves, base layers, footwear, and more from brands like Cabela's, Carhartt, Columbia, Under Armour, and The North Face. Save big starting November 1st at Cabela's in Lacey and Tulalip, or shop Cabela's.com. Cabela's, your cold weather headquarters.
It's that time of year again. Time for all the neighborhood trick-or-treaters to come knocking at your door. Just one trip to your neighborhood QFC and you'll have everything you need. From freshly made cookies and cupcakes in the bakery to a great selection of Halloween candy. QFC is your Halloween headquarters. And this week in the meat department, you'll get a great price on a really flavorful cut of beef. Flank steak. USDA Choice Flank Steak is just $4.99 a pound in the value pack. Marinate it well for a tender, juicy steak with tremendous flavor. And it's still Honeycrisp apple season. Honeycrisp apples are so refreshing and crisp. If you haven't tried them yet, now's the time. This week, they're just $1.68 a pound in the produce department. All prices with Advantage Card. QFC, you know it's going to be good.
Are you ready for flu season? Protect yourself and your family with a flu shot from QFC. It's just $25. See your QFC pharmacist today for details.
So you're driving through the countryside when you run over the tail of a porcupine sitting on the side of the road. Luckily, every car or pickup tire that Les Schwab sells comes with the kind of protection most other places just don't give you. Along with great prices, we give you free flat repairs and more for the entire life of the tire. That's our best tire value promise. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952. No porcupines were harmed in the making of this commercial. Come in now and get a great deal at our fall tire sale. Hurry, our biggest sale of the year ends October 31st.
We are looking out for each other. We are set on making things better. We are BECU, the local not-for-profit credit union that takes the big idea of members first down to a small piece of plastic, the BECU Visa. While banks see credit cards as an opportunity to earn more through higher rates and fees, BECU has always gone a different route. In fact, if your credit improves, we actually look to lower the annual percentage rate on your BECU Visa card. Not the sort of thing you'd get from a bank, but it's exactly what you get when you put people first. We are BECU. Apply for your Visa card today.
Ask about the BECU Visa and discover low rates with no balance transfer fees when you apply. All from the credit union that puts people first. Visit BECU.org/Visa for details about credit rates, costs, and terms of the BECU Visa.
Sliding around in sock feet is a pretty common activity in a Fisher house.
You see, every year, thousands of kids stay here to be close to a wounded mommy or daddy receiving care at a military or VA medical center. It's a place where they can feel at home when they're not, and where kisses and hugs are only minutes away instead of time zones, which, for a kid with a soldier as a parent, is an unfamiliar luxury. To learn more about the Fisher House Foundation and how you can help, go to fisherhouse.org today.
From the State Farm Traffic Center, we do have an accident northbound 405. It's just after the Valley Freeway. They're being moved over to the shoulder at the moment, so it is causing a backup through the S-curves. Expect a delay there. Also, southbound I-5 at 44th and Linwood, we have an accident there blocking the right lane. Other than that, we're seeing some heavy traffic northbound I-5 from the Michigan Curve to the Convention Center. And Linwood to Bellevue, southbound 405, still a pretty slow drive. It's going to take you about 50 minutes. 95.7 KJR has your chance to win $1,000 and qualify for the Rod Stewart VIP and NYC Grand Prize. Just listen for the keyword and text it to 36500 when you hear it, and you could win. The times that you're going to hear those keywords are coming up at 10 a.m., noon, 2, 3, 4, and 5 p.m.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
Fine light in the beautiful sea. I chose to be happy.
Rihanna is selling a $250 version of her new album. And they say it's for her rich and creepiest fans.
Nobody caters to the rich and creepy. That's good. That's
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. I think we just talked to some people.
Yeah, I think we did too. Her album Unapologetic comes out November 19th. And if you're rich and creepy, this is for you. She's selling a Diamonds Executive Platinum Box, a limited edition art piece for a true collector, $250. It includes a handwritten personal note from Rihanna. A custom-made white Viewmaster with silver detail, including a collectible vintage reel of never-before-released 3D images depicting her iconic style transformation.
Uh-huh.
What does that mean?
Different pictures of her from the beginning to now.
Right, the evolution of her style.
So basically, it's an autograph, a viewfinder with some pictures that you could probably get on the internet so far.
When they throw in a pair of stage-worn underpants in the box set, then
she doesn't wear underpants.
Oh, and stage-worn underpants, except she doesn't wear any.
missing an opportunity.
What else? Plus a 40-page custom Rihanna notebook with handwritten notes and lyrics. Lithographs featuring never-before-released images of Rihanna. Well, duh. The second this is bought, they will be all over the internet. A unisex shirt with Rihanna on the front.
Not too big, not too small. Perfect for everyone.
Rihanna-branded laptop stickers, a poster, a 20-minute DVD special edition vinyl record featuring remixes of the song Diamonds, and a 2-gigabyte flash drive with Rihanna's photo on it.
Not worth it.
Plus the actual album.
Unless that personal handwritten note is really long and it's about how great you are and there's like personal stuff in there about you, which is never going to happen.
No. That's Rihanna. But hey, you gotta give her credit for selling an album. Taylor Swift's new album is really huge, right?
Yeah.
It's like, is it bigger than, is it like the biggest album in forever?
It's bigger than her last one. What'd she sell, 1.2 million?
Most sold in 1 week in like 10 years, I think.
Yeah, Taylor's a monster.
Do you have some of the new Taylor Swift?
I'll get you in a second.
All right. She is 22 years old. She has critics who rip her to shreds, but people love her. That guy I read, that Bob Lefsetz.
Yeah.
He rips her to shreds.
What?
Her talent or her persona?
Well, he's a really interesting blog writer about music, and you'll hear him quoted all over the country about various things. And he's also fearless and does not mind being incredibly rude because it makes a blogger much bigger. And he was the first guy who basically came out and said she can't sing when she was a huge star because she was on some music award show.
Right.
Probably couldn't hear herself very well and sang crappy.
Yeah. This brought to you by Top Hot Donuts, by the way.
And anyway, he hurt her feelings. It turned into a big thing, and she wrote a song about him, like "You'll Never Be Nothing" or something.
Any man who talks to her has a song about her.
A That's where she gets her inspiration. Yeah.
You'll never be nothing but a hater. Or does she have some song like that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was for this guy.
A lot of people said that she couldn't sing. That was a terrible performance. But she's come out and done obvious shows where with no aids.
Right. Well, her gift is songwriting. She's a great performer. Her live shows are fantastic. I mean, and she knows her audience.
But
she's
at 22, she can write hit record after hit record.
At 15, she could write great songs.
If I had a little girl Darby's age, I would want her love Taylor Swift.
She does.
Yeah.
When the whole, it's a love story. Remember that song about Romeo, blah, 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 blah?
Yeah.
Darby would, at four, Darby would dance around the living room singing every note of that song. I mean, that's how you write a song.
Here she is, Taylor Swift. 1.2 million in 1 week. You could listen to every single song, and each one is a hit.
She's an old school artist. Nowadays, I mean, in her world of pop music, nobody writes their own stuff. Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, whatever, they don't write their own. J-Lo, they don't write their own stuff.
In
Rihanna.
Fact, didn't Lady Gaga write for Britney Spears and finally get tired of being and not getting any limelight herself?
She sold a couple songs. I don't
but
remember.
She wrote for other people before she became Lady Gaga.
I know Kesha wrote for Britney Spears.
Well, I mean, but this girl is just, you know, an old school Carole King kind of songwriter.
She plays her guitar too, right?
Yep.
She actually play her own instrument.
Yeah. Very nice. Here's another one. 1.2 million records in 1 week. Does sound like the needle is skipping.
This is a terrible song. Why don't you play the hit?
It's all right. They're all good.
No matter what, teenage girl can't relate to that.
That song was annoying. I'm trying to say
she's not
like
a teenage girl anymore,
but
tell her.
But she knows her audience, man.
I never listened to that. Come on.
You never listened to that crap.
She's a nice girl. She really is. She's in control of her own empire, which it is.
An empire.
It is. Hmm. And by the way, talking about people who do philanthropy for no thanks, she does a lot of stuff, visiting kids in hospitals and all that good stuff.
Taylor Swift. Really good, although it does start to kind of all sound similar.
Yeah.
Is this all her new record?
Yeah, this is where Hot Cutting
went. There's a vein to this, yeah.
All right, Taylor Swift, 1.2 million. By the way, that means, and I don't know, you know, people download records, but she sold 1.2 million albums.
People are still buying albums.
So, Joe buys albums.
She ain't asking $250 for it either.
This brought to you by Fred Meyer, where you can get that album.
Visiting your kid's school on career day can go horribly wrong. What happened in this case, Joe?
This was a police officer who was telling the students, you know, always listen to police officers when they tell you to do something.
And just to prove it, he tased a kid.
It was an accident. One kid didn't listen so well. And he says, you know what happens when you don't listen to police officers, kid?
He held the taser up to him?
Yeah.
And he accidentally pressed it.
Exactly.
Oh, no. I'm buying that.
Yeah.
All right. Big gambling ring has been busted. And youth football was where it happened.
Over $100,000 bet on peewee football games.
By
the dads, mostly. We're talking 5-year-olds.
Hmm. Dude. Why do we waste our resources busting these people again?
Well, that's what I was kind of
Why don't
thinking.
We go after real crime?
What happened was one started fixing the games. I think it's okay for dads to sit there and bet on their son's Little League game or whatever. But,
as long as they do it at private.
But when you start telling your son.
You can meet up at the New Horizons and do it there.
I need you to trip the 35-yard line.
Yeah,
I don't want to trip. I need you to trip, Jimmy.
Yeah, when you tell
you
your son.
You got to trip for me, boy. Trip for me.
To shave points, and it becomes a problem.
I need you to go wide left on this one.
All right. Jody has a couple of stories, and then we'll read in an editorial today that says, bring marijuana out of the shadows. A lot of heavy advertising going on. Also, we have our Rod Stewart thing. Let me do the Rod Stewart thing first. Go ahead, play the thing.
I had to sign out of my computer here. Sorry about that.
I could just... All right. All right. I don't need the sing.
If you want my body,
that's good.
We all need
don't.
This.
You don't need to play the sounder. I can just say it.
No,
people will know what
really
we're talking.
You don't need to play the sounder.
You and President Obama. All you have to do is sing two lines of a song, and it'll follow you forever. Today's 10 a.m. keyword is tent. T-E-N-T. Text the word tent to 36500 for your chance to win $1,000 right now and qualify for the Rod Stewart VIP and New York City grand prize. Again.
You okay, babe?
Again, Pedro.
Don't do
the
it.
Rod dude. Stewart contest.
Mmm, sugar.
If you want my body and you think I'm sexy.
Expecting it, so it's funny.
Yeah.
That is funny.
Okay. I'll do the marijuana thing last. You go first.
Okay. This is brought to you by Muckleshoot Casino. So let's go over to the East Coast for a couple of facts. Death toll from Hurricane Sandy climbed to at least 50 in the U.S. this morning, 22 of those in New York City alone. Storm weakened. It moved inland. Blizzard warnings in effect for Virginia. New York and New Jersey drying out now. Sandy hit the mountains of West Virginia and North Carolina, bring a record 14 to 16 inches of snow to Tennessee, North Carolina's border. In the meantime, a lot of attention on New Jersey Governor Chris Christie talking about all the different Jersey Shore icons that are destroyed. He did a Tuesday press conference where he described the devastation that took place across the Garden State's coast. This is Chris Christie, who is a Republican, praising President Obama yesterday for all the work that he did.
You know, the president's been great. I spoke to him three times yesterday. He called me for the last time at midnight last night. I asked me what I needed, and I said if you could expedite the major disaster declaration without all the normal FEMA mumbo jumbo. He got right on it. I got a call from FEMA at 2 a.m. For me to answer a couple of questions. And then this morning, I understand he signed the major disaster declaration for New Jersey. The president has been all over this, and he deserves great credit. I've been on the phone with him, like I said, yesterday personally three times. He gave me his number at the White House, told me to call him if I needed anything, and he absolutely means it.
In the meantime, this is a story made for Halloween. This brought to you by Como TV. A homeless woman in New Haven, Connecticut. Anyone ever hear of New Haven, Connecticut?
Yeah, I grew up there.
She found skeletal remains yesterday afternoon after Sandy uprooted a giant tree. So the tree comes up, and up tangled in the roots, a human skeleton. How crazy is that? The mouth was still open, and the skeleton was tangled in the tree.
I could see how that would happen.
Sure.
Somebody, you bury somebody, you plant a tree in their honor.
Yeah.
100 years ago, this tree grows to be a huge tree.
Absolutely. New Haven Sergeant Anthony Zona said the body has been there a long time. Investigators say it could date back to centuries, and they're already trying to figure out who it is.
Wow.
Kind of a crazy story. Over in Europe, unemployment hit a record high in September, 18.5 million people out of work. That's about 11.6% of the population in the 17 nations there, according to official data released today. Spain continues to have the highest jobless rate, 25.8% out of work. Greece not far behind with 25.1%. Around here, the big news, well, around here, meaning L.A., is that Gene Hackman slapped a homeless man. Did you guys see that story?
I saw this headline.
Yeah, Gene Hackman admitted that he had slapped a homeless man in his face in Santa Fe, New Mexico. But he said that he had to do it because the guy used an offensive word to describe Gene's wife. Called her the C word. I'm not going to say which one.
Wow, I'd have slapped him too.
How about this, though? Along with the story, Gene Hackman's age. How old do you think Gene Hackman is?
I'm going to say older than you think, but is it in the 70s?
He is 82.
No.
Yes,
wow.
He is.
Wow.
82-year-old Gene Hackman. He said the man approached him and his wife, Betsy, in a menacing manner and called her the C word, so Hackman slapped him.
At 82.
82.
Young enough to slap the smart out of that guy's mouth.
That's right. That's right. And one more note from me until I send it over to Spike in Sports. Apple shook up their executive ranks this week, saying the head of store operations is leaving. He's only been there for 6 months on the job. And the long-serving head of the iPhone software development operations is exiting next year. Apple didn't say why. Senior Vice President John Browett and software SVP Scott Forstall were leaving, but both have presided over some major missteps this year, and Apple's quietly trying to shake things up, try and get themselves back on track.
And Microsoft released some good news yesterday, too. Their Windows 8, which has had some negative press, is selling faster than Windows 7 did.
Several and million copies
like
already.
Like 4 sold. Million in like just several days.
Yeah.
Some of those are upgrades that came for people who bought computers within the last year or so. They got a $15 upgrade, but really only a small percentage of those were those people. They haven't released specific figures yet. I read more about the reviews because the press will do stories about, from people saying, oh, I'm having trouble adjusting to this new thing. And the reviews are basically this. Anyone who is using a touchscreen device loves it. And the new computers that are coming out are touchscreens. Now, I don't know if I want my desktop. I have had a desktop PC touchscreen, but I never use it. I just use the mouse and the keyboard. And I'm very used to touchscreen on my iPad, and I'll probably
whole world's going touchscreen.
Enjoy it on a Surface, but I mean, touchscreen on your home computer?
You keep getting used to throwing your finger across the screen, scrolling this on your phone on your iPad. Eventually you're gonna sit at your home computer and reach for that screen. That's gonna become common nature.
I have done that. I've pinched it and gone, hey, it won't get bigger. So it's weird.
Don't put your money in mouses.
I've also tried to back myself up and rewind myself in the middle of a life.
How's that working for you, babe?
And I won't go backwards. So it's very strange. We're used to controlling time and space. 7 minutes after 10. Bring marijuana out of the shadows. That's in today's Seattle Times. I'm seeing 502 ads. I don't see any vote against 502 ads because there's no money to defeat this referendum.
Have you seen
any?
I have not seen a single ad. Now, Pedro did put a poll up on our Facebook page. Just simple question. Are you going to vote yes or no on 502? And of this poll, once you dissect the people who repeatedly voted or everything, once you went through and actually got a number, Which do you think got more responses in an
from
hour?
Our audience?
Just a random hour we asked and we got
online.
Yeah.
It's a good question. By the way, you're asking the question, I would say they voted it down, just by the tone of your voice.
No.
Oh.
Wow.
They also didn't vote it yes.
What?
One was tied.
139 for, 139 against.
Wow.
Exactly. I mean, that is pretty amazing. That
trick question.
That is close. And that is.
Which way do you think it went? He said that smugly.
Right.
Because he knew I'd be wrong.
Yeah, I don't know what.
Oh, man.
But that,
congratulations. That's a smug diploma.
Well, I thought it would be a slam dunk to yes, especially, you know, I just assume that people on social media that have our show as one they like, it would probably be lean toward yes, but it is dead down the middle. So it's interesting. This is the Seattle Times, and they're encouraging you to vote yes.
Initiative 502 is about licensing, taxing, and regulating marijuana for adults. It's about taking it out of the shadows, out of the hands of gangs and cartels, and into the hands of people who can be watched, people who have a business address, people who file tax returns. This argument sounds so logical. Is there any reason it wasn't also logical 50 years ago? Remember we used to make this argument when we were kids? It's the only thing we knew about politics.
It should be legal, man.
You should tax it, man.
God gave us weed, man. It's totally natural.
Yeah.
Yep.
Why are you spraying it with Paraquat? Just make it legal. I mean, back in the 70s.
Yeah. All those people in jail, man.
Anyone who's baked is just chilling out. No one's bothering anyone.
Nobody ever wrecked a car 5 miles an hour, man.
Not even a big deal.
Never. Man.
For people, for years, marijuana distributors have been killing each other in Mexico and here. That's what happens when business is conducted by criminals. There are no rules. That's what beer distribution was like in the 20s under Prohibition. It wasn't beer that made it that way. It was the law. Change the law. Stop killing people.
Well, wow. I voted yes, but for the first time in 20 years, my vote has been canceled out, so.
Your wife voted no.
Yep. It's the only, I think the only.
Wait a minute. I thought you always told her how to vote.
I did.
She what happened on that?
She feels very strongly the other way.
She told so him does where she, to put his ballot.
Does she flush your stash if she finds it?
I don't have anything out there for her to find or flush.
Very well hidden.
Well, yeah. Well played, sir.
But that's
I
the
got
one.
That all on film. I got that all on film.
But that's the one she says, I'm sorry, but I don't.
So you can't smoke pot and have her catch you.
I don't smoke pot.
But if he wanted to, be totally cool, man. What's she so mad about?
But she is not. She certainly doesn't.
By the way, you've never looked more like Santa Claus than you do now. You're smiling, and your cheeks are red.
In her business, especially, it's you know, it's a drug-free environment. Wow. But she never has been one in the 20 years I've known her. She really doesn't, you know, believe that it should be legal, and I think she's
well. It's competition in her.
The one argument about the legalization, as far as I'm concerned.
So is she worried that people will stop coming in for their Xanax prescription if they?
I think she's.
Sorry, Kelly, you have to lay off. All those potheads are done. Put us out of business.
I think she's worried the same as Rob McKinnison when he was here. You don't want kids to smoke pot, and a lot of people think when you make it legal, more kids are going to get it.
But, why?
When you make it legal, less kids are going to get it.
Right.
I'm telling you.
Do more kids get alcohol because there's not prohibition?
Well, I guess we don't know because there's no kid nobody was alive in 1920 to tell you.
Dealers don't ID people. They don't check ID.
Let me ask it a different way. Should we reinstate prohibition so fewer kids get alcohol?
I would say probably... I don't think you could.
Oh, liquor. I remember we made it in a bathtub. Me and Capone. What a nice guy that Al Capone was. What a businessman, too. Help you with your taxes. He could help you with your taxes.
I don't.
Back room, he'd tell me. I never saw him after that.
I don't necessarily agree that, you know, more kids would get it. But if it's something that dad can go down to the marijuana store and buy a bag with his chips and his six-pack of beer and everything else, it does become a little more legitimized,
and
I guess.
And we talk baseball, the hot bong league, we call it. How about that Whitey Ford? What a white guy he is. Wow, and no shoes? What, he's selling for pot? Those potheads, they can play baseball, I can tell you that.
So, I'm sorry,
Joe. Didn't mean to derail your
You keep going, I agree. And I agree with you. I don't think more kids will get it, but I can see that that's the one argument. There's two arguments.
Yeah.
The one, more kids will get it, and the other one is from the medical marijuana people who say, hey, I like it the way it is. I don't want the government sniffing around in my pot. Those are the two real no arguments.
Change the law. Initiative 502 has an age rule. You have to be 21. Marijuana is not even allowed for teenagers. Will it always work? No. But 502 licenses marijuana retailers just like beer sellers. And most beer retailers are good about checking ID because they want to keep their license. Yep. Same would be true with pot. The illicit market has no licenses. Nobody checks ID. Nobody ever is even asked to check ID because they're criminals.
And they want them young. They want to get them young, keep them.
For voters to say we don't want kids smoking marijuana, so we're voting against 502, is like saying let's not have licenses, let's not require ID, let's not have this industry where we can see it, let's keep it in the dark. That's what your wife believes.
Doesn't grow very well.
Get her on the phone.
Doesn't
get her
grow very well in the dark, by the way.
By the way, can she not be for it because she works in the pharmacy industry?
No, she's just...
It's about kids.
Yeah, it's you know, about
Has
kids.
She read this editorial?
I don't know if she's read that. Oh. That just came out this morning.
Have you mailed in her ballot already?
She has filled out her ballot and sealed it. I mean, that's fine. She has a mind of her own. I mean, she has...
Yeah.
You gave her that. What,
is this bugging you? Is this
man.
New? This
well,
whole mind of her own
I
thing?
No, it doesn't bug me.
What a big gentleman you are. What a guy.
It is the only time, I think, ever since we've been married that we cast identical ballots. We go as
so
a
she
team.
Did vote for Rob McKenna?
Yes, she voted for Rob McKenna. But even Rob said, you know, his wife voted yes on 74. He didn't, so... Sometimes.
What's 74?
The
gay marriage. Yeah.
His wife voted for gay marriage.
Yes.
He did.
He said that on the air here. So, you know, you can have differences of opinions on things and still be married, I guess. It's not a big, it's not like a huge one.
My wife and I have differences of opinion on just about everything, yeah.
She doesn't even tell you how she votes.
She won't even show me anything. In fact, if I casually ask a question, this huge fence goes up. Okay. So this is a pretty strong article in the Times. We're voting against 502 is to say we don't want our government to have that money. Let the cartels and the people who are criminals killing each other keep it. For those who worry about marijuana as a gateway drug, under Initiative 502, an adult will go to a licensed shop, buy up to 1 ounce of marijuana, but no other drug that's now banned. In the illicit market, you can buy all you want of marijuana and other prohibited drugs from the same place.
That's one weird thing about this.
That's the gateway.
Yeah, you can only sell marijuana and some marijuana paraphernalia. I don't even think they'll let you sell a bag of Cheetos in these stores. Now, this may change, but
they're going to miss out on the snacky money?
Yeah, they're pretty
that's a bummer.
They're pretty specific about, you know, this isn't going to be at a mini mart.
Well, they
this
could get into bed with hot dog vendors, have the sandwich guy
right
outside,
out front.
That
right
may
out.
Be.
50 feet from the door.
Mm-hmm. These are going to be marijuana stores like a state liquor store. They're not going to sell a bunch of other stuff.
All right. Bring marijuana out of the shadows. It looks like we're going to be the first state. Is there another one?
Well, Colorado, it's on the ballot.
It's on the ballot, but is it going to pass in Colorado?
I think it's ahead everywhere.
It's ahead everywhere, it's on the ballot.
And is
so
Oregon, Oregon on the ballot this time around? I think there are three states.
It'd be an interesting election for that.